This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, and we welcome the dusty one, Indiana Honlein, just back with his bag of tricks, the chapeau, dust all over the studio. It's Passover time, time to drink sweet wine. And, Thaddeus, you have a question for Indiana.
Yes, Indiana. My critics say I have rather vanilla tastes, but I'm in good company, aren't I?
You certainly are, and it's not an insult to be told that, because I just came back from the Holy Land, from Israel, where I saw the tourists starting to pour in this Passover again for the first time in 3 years. The hotels will be full. The place will be jumping with excitement and celebration. And one of the things that they will be discussing is discoveries in the city of David, where excavators uncovered two locations with large wine jars, some within a building that was destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BCE and was an impressive structure used by senior royal officials. And they found 15 large storage jars in a room that was probably an early wine cellar. And some of them bore the rosette seal impressions, indicating that they belonged to the biblical kings of Judah. And the number and quantity show that it was a very socially and economically important location. And these jars, it was assumed, held wine or oil. And once they started testing it, they found that indeed they located that they contained wine, but with the addition of vanilla, which was very rare. It was a luxury spice, and it was only previously, it was essentially previously unknown before the time of Christopher Columbus in the Old World. And it shows the wealth and the extent of the outreach of the Judea power of the Judea state before the destruction in 586. And it's expected, and it speaks to not only to the wealth, but to the arrangements they must have had with India or tropical Africa, probably through very long and elongated trade routes. And and it shows that the jars were used multiple times, so they had the early recycling at this site as well.
Indiana, I've walked past the Tomb of the Kings in Jerusalem many times. It's just near the old city. And apparently I've missed something. How is that? What have you got?
You're absolutely right. It's less than half a mile from north of the old city. It's near the hotels. And there's a tomb complex carved out of the natural rock with monumental staircases, a big courtyard, a very imposing place. And there are a bunch of subterranean passages and chambers that could have had maybe 50 burials. And it had been believed that this was the tomb of the kings of ancient Israel or Judah, but that's not the case. They did believe that it was the tomb of Queen Helena of Abydos, who was the first century convert to Judaism, who moved to Jerusalem in that time. And now it's believed that, in fact, this may have been built by the grandson of King Herod, King Herod Agrippa I, who was the grandson of the famous King Herod. And this, they look into the archaeologists have been looking into the controversies regarding the ownership of this site, which is being claimed by the French state, owning to the purchase agreement that was concluded in the 19th century, which upset a lot of the Jewish groups and other groups in the area. But now we're beginning to see that this site, which is increasingly being visited, is 2,000 years old. It's a legitimate historic archaeological site, but not the burial place of the kings.
And it may have underground passages. So back out there with your bag of tricks, the dusty one, Indiana Honlein, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,